I want to take you back to a memory of mine. I was between the ages of 9 and 11 years old at the time. I can't remember exactly how old. I was up visiting my grandparents in Connecticut for the summer, and I was visiting a friend's house at the time. He lived on the edge of some woods, and we were making a fort on the tree line. I remember, very vividly, we both suddenly heard what sounded like a bark or a yelp or something, and we both looked back to see this very tall, almost emaciated type creature, and it was absolutely terrifying. It looked just like the werewolf from Harry Potter, if you've ever seen it. We ran as fast as we could and bolted out of there down the hill. I unfortunately lost my shoe though and had to go back up and get it alone. Luckily, I didn't see that creature again. Welcome back to the swamp, my friends. It's good to see you made it back for another episode. I hope you enjoyed my little memory there. Maybe I'll write it out in more detail sometime. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a cryptid story, a deep wood story, or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp. Now, without further ado, let's get into these creepy and allegedly true deep woods horror stories. I grew up in a densely forested rural area in central Virginia, and like most kids my age, 10 at the time of this story, I spent a lot of time playing in and around the woods. My best friend and I found a creek one day while exploring different deer trails through the woods. This creek we happened upon was a rare find, and the perfect spot for us to play. It was wide and deep enough to swim around in, and had nice, soft mossy banks on either side to rest on after we had tired ourselves out. The water was cool and clear, with no copperheads and no mosquitoes because the water was constantly running. We were psyched. After a few hours of swimming, we had to walk back home for lunch, but made plans to pack lunch the next day so we could have a picnic on the creek banks and spend the whole day there. The next morning, we set out for the woods at around 1 p.m., planning to have the picnic first and swim after. We entered at the same spot we had the previous day and followed what we thought was the same deer trail. It was not. At the point where we should have found the creek, we walked into a small clearing that was covered in a huge thick ferns. We had never walked past this before, so being both hungry and tired of walking, we both decided to eat in the clearing. We laughed and played around there for a little while, spitting watermelon seeds at each other from our lunch. It was an absolute blast, and we were both in wonderful, giddy moods. That all changed, however, as soon as we packed up and set out to find the creek. As we walked on, the woods started to feel darker and colder. We got skittish, and I noticed my friend kept whipping her head around to look behind us. After about an hour of walking, we came upon what looked like an entire overgrown bathroom. The sink, toilet, and bathtub all sitting arranged together and covered in ivy. It is common to find weird stuff like this in the middle of the woods, so we just walked on and made jokes to lighten the mood, calling it Bigfoot's bathroom. After another hour of walking and not seeing anything we recognized, we started to panic. Instead of trying to reach the creek, we were now just trying to find our way back home, or out of the woods at least. I told her we should follow the sun, and eventually we would come up upon a road or someone's property where we could find help. She insisted on trying to find another way, and we began yelling at each other out of fear, and let's be honest, little girl bossiness. I told her if she thought she was so right, she should just go on her way, and we would see who got out first, so we split up. Now, as an adult, I can fully acknowledge I was being a stubborn brat, and a bit of an idiot. The worst possible thing we could have done was split up. Not even 10 minutes after splitting up, I began to hear someone walking maybe 100 feet behind me. Thinking it was my friend, deciding to go my way after all, I slowed down so she could catch up to me. Instead, whatever it was matched my pace. I slow down, it slows down. I stop, it stops. This went on for what felt like hours. The whole time I was going back and forth on whether it was in my head or it was really something following me. I picked up a big stick, swung it a few times to make sure it was sturdy, just to make sure that if I had to hit somebody with it, it would last, and trucked on. As it began to get dark, I came upon something that made my heart sink into my stomach. It was Bigfoot's bathroom. I had just walked in a huge circle for hours, despite being 100% sure I was following the sun west the entire time. Confused and frustrated, I sat down on a log and just screamed my little heart out while smacking my sticks together repeatedly into the ground. As I tried to collect myself, I heard footsteps again, walking up on from behind me. I called out my friend's name as loud as I could but got no answer. Then, after a short pause, the steps began to run towards me. I jumped up and booked it as fast as I could in the opposite direction. Now, this is truly the horrifying part, which I typically omit while telling people this story. As I was sprinting through the darkening woods, I began to hear what I thought were church bells. I looked up to see the darkest, deepest cloud I have ever seen in my life. In the middle of it, it was so black, like it was looking into the night sky, and the dark gray around it seemed to be swirling. It gave me a horrible feeling to look at, almost like nausea. What sickened me further is that I realized the sound of the bells were coming through the hole in the cloud. They were definitely loud. I mean, really booming out of this thing. When I realized this, I stopped dead in my tracks. I felt a sense of absolute and overwhelming dread that has gone unmatched in all my 24 years on this planet. Something in my head began screaming that if I do not run away from whatever the hell that cloud was, no one would ever see me again, and I would be gone. I did not want to run toward the thing, chasing behind me either though, so I made a sharp right and took off away from both. It was now completely dark, and I was running blindly through the trees, smacking through branches, wheezing and tripping every few feet for what seemed like another hour, until I smacked into something low and flew over it, hitting the ground so hard that the air in my lungs was knocked out of me. As I lay there trying to recover, I realized I could not hear the bells anymore. Then my eyes adjusted to the dark, and I realized what had just made me go ass over teeth. It was an old fence. Grabbing hold of it, I prayed that it would lead me to a farm, and sure enough, it did. I walked up over a hill about a mile to get to the farmhouse, explained what had happened, and the farmer graciously gave me a ride back home. I was covered head to toe in scrapes, oozing blood, and was more exhausted than I had ever been in my entire life, but I was finally safe. It was past 9 p.m. when I finally walked through the front door. My friend had gotten back home shortly after we split, and figured I had as well, so I hadn't told anybody I was lost, and my family just figured I was still out after dark, which wasn't very uncommon for me. They were shocked when I walked in beat up and crying. No one had been looking for me at all. To this day, I wonder how long they would have waited to come find me if I had not been lucky enough to find the fence, and if it would have been too late. Here's a story that occurred to me about 4 years ago. It was an abnormally cold day. Sure, it can get cold in the late parts of the year, but usually in Louisiana, it doesn't get that cold. Maybe around the high 50s, maybe 60s, but on that day, it was in the low 20s. The carbon dioxide was like a cigarette smoke that came from my mouth as I sighed. I had two layers of coats on, very heavy coats, plus a bunch of other stuff to keep me warm. It was a long day at school, and I was ready to get out of there. The school is surrounded by somewhat dense forest. I always look in the tree line as I walk home from school, because I just feel like I'm not alone and I'm being watched. As school ended, I eagerly barked out of the gate and started walking home. My house is a good 30, maybe 40 minutes away. I walked down the same path through the woods as I always did, when suddenly I heard a scream, or more like a screech, that echoed in the forest. It has probably been 20 minutes since I began my walk through the woods, and it's already getting dark. I then begin to smell the stench of something rotten. That is when I almost trip on something. I looked down and almost puked. There, in front of me, were the horrifically mangled remains of a man who had gone missing a few days prior. I froze and moved only my eyes spastically left to right. Nothing. Suddenly, the same screech echoed in the woods, but this time closer than before. I froze again. Then I heard the spine-chilling crunch of leaves and sticks not too far away from where I was. Then, from out of nowhere, the temperature suddenly spiked. It went from freezing to what felt like summer weather, meaning that it gets to almost 110 degrees out of nowhere. By now, I was scared out of my mind. I started fast walking when something felt like it was watching me. I swerved around, and with the dying light, I saw it. It was fast. So fast that I only caught the sheer size of whatever it was. It was at least 8 feet tall. I screamed unintentionally and ran. Then, I tripped on the roots of a tree that were probably 3/4 of the way through the forest, which ended up absolutely murdering my right leg. Then, I saw those eyes. It was pitch black and the temperature was so dang hot. But, I know what I was looking at. It was a set of eyes. At least 15 feet away, just staring at me. They were glowing yellow with jet black viper pupils. I slowly reached in my back pocket, not leaving the vision of those eyes. My fingers met my phone, and I pulled it out gingerly. I turned the flashlight on, and I still have nightmares about it to this day. In the few seconds I had, I screamed the absolute crap out of my lungs at that sight. The beast was dark crimson in color, almost like blood. Its sternum protruded from its chest with a point. It had long, black hair with two curved crimson horns. It had two pairs of blood-red wings. The upper ones were massive, while the lower ones were shorter and thinner. A long crimson tail flicked in the air as well. Instead of fingers, it had what I can describe more like clawed talons. But what the most horrifying thing about this creature was its unholy grin. That darn grin was stretching to its ears and its teeth were huge. These teeth, if I had to guess, were at least a foot long or so. They were like kitchen knives. Before I could even take a picture, it ran off with such speed that it pulled air away. I started limping away, not noticing that the bone in my leg was literally protruding through my skin. Then I fell, looked up, and there it was. It grabbed me and hoisted me in the air. It had me face to face. It snorted in my face. It reeked of decay. It was the most disgusting thing I think I've ever smelled in my life. I was 13 at the time, and I was a major wuss, some would say. I cried. I sobbed, and my face went to tears. It is at that point the creature, maybe feeling sympathetic, cocked its head and put a finger to my mouth. It was burning hot and felt like stone. Then, everything went black. When I came to, I was at my front door, confused. I looked around and saw very clearly the same glowing eyes at me from bushes in the garden. But as soon as I saw them, they vanished. I then looked down at my leg to see that it was back to normal. But I turned my leg over to see something, or someone, carved a huge symbol into my knee. I don't know what it was I saw, but I started writing short stories about it ever since. I know the whole clown thing had its time, but I have a story that I thought would be worth telling you. A few years back in a small town in Michigan, back when the whole killer clown epidemic was going around, I used to think of it as pretty stupid and thought that no one would actually, have any real encounters. I thought maybe nobody died and nobody was actually being stalked. But this story that I'm about to tell you takes place back in the summer and fall of 2017, maybe around the start of August. The summer heat just started to cool down, but the clown story started to rise to what a lot of people were talking about. I never really thought much about it, because the only thing I really ever got scared of was not knowing what is next in life. Occasionally, I would hear rustling in the woods located behind my house when I was either taking out the trash or coming home from sports practice. But one day, I looked out my window and saw a brightly colored man or woman in a clown costume. And at this time, I was home alone and I could in fact not have any chance of standing up for myself if this clown would have come to my house and tried to get in. At this time, I had no phone, and the only way I had to pretty much get in contact with people were to run to the neighbor's house. I was forced to go out of my room because I had to use the bathroom really badly. But when I came back to watch my spot, the clown was gone. Fast forward about 2 to 3 months, I was home alone once more and looked out of my living room window and saw a man peering into my house. So I looked up in shock, and right as he did, me and the man made eye contact. He then smiled with the worst smile I have ever seen in my life. He then flashed the most yellow teeth that I've ever seen, right when I was going to do something, and I passed out from fear. Well, that's what my parents told me, because they got home and picked me up off the ground. To this day, I can still see that clown's yellow teeth, and every time I just want to throw up. I don't go near those woods because of how many weird things I've seen, but these clowns that seemingly like to roam around them are the creepiest I've seen yet. Thank you for sharing my story. I know it's a bit late on the killer clown trend, but I do hope you enjoyed my story, even though it might be a little uneventful. This story takes place in the boonies of Allenson, Michigan, about 2 years ago. I was over at my best friend Marcus's house. His house, for reference, is like a large barn-like structure with a basement. It was about the second week into the summer, and we were up for a snack run, like we normally do when it gets late, and we don't like to wake his grandparents. I don't get scared very easy, and I've always had unnaturally great hearing. So, I could tell when someone was moving around even in the dark with my eyes closed, and know where they were, and a rough idea of how tall they were, and how far they would be. I was pretty great for hide and seek. My friend Marcus and our other friends soon began to realize that I was pretty hard to play against. It was around 2 or 3 a.m. We were wide awake and bored. We decided to start a small campfire in the backyard next to their camper. About 300 yards away from the house and surrounding Marcus's grandparents' house is nothing but woods. We sit down and talk for a while, and then our friend Jay wanted to go into the camper for a while because he gets cold easy, and there are blankets in there. We decided that we would go in with him because he didn't want to be left alone. I was watching the fire because it always calms me down. I decided to stay out by the fire for a little longer. I started to realize that there were no crickets or bullfrogs making any noise, so I glanced around with my back to the camper, and I didn't see anything. At least, not at first. So, I didn't think anything of it. I start hearing more footsteps, though, coming from the edge of the woods. I looked up to see this dog-like creature on the edge of the woods, just behind the tree line. Its head was easily 5 to 6 feet from the ground, with yellowish-green eyes that seemed to glow. I didn't think anything of it, because animals are curious, just like we humans are. But I kept an eye on it. But not 3 minutes later, Marcus comes out of the camper and locked eyes with something to the left. There were two shadowy-like figures walking back and forth in the field, getting closer and closer. He sits down beside me while watching the figures and asked me if I saw them too. I told him I did and described exactly what I was seeing. I told him it felt like they were about 200 feet away and low to the ground. I pointed out the creature I was staring down in the tree line as well and told him to keep an eye out if they got closer, and if they did, go inside the camper and not to come out unless I said otherwise. But thankfully, it didn't come to that. Morning broke and we were all pretty tired, but then I checked later in the day where the creature stood to see if there were any footprints or anything. I did notice that the grass was matted down, but I didn't notice any distinct footmarks. I didn't tell Marcus or Jay that, because I wanted to keep them out of that stuff, because once you've had an encounter with one, you're bound to have another one or so. Thank you for sharing my story. I'd appreciate it a lot if I could get any sort of ideas of what it may be. I've been watching your channel for a few years now, and I love the encounters everyone has shared. I think what I saw that night might be a dogman, but I'm not sure. For a little backstory, Daniel was my childhood best friend from my neighborhood, and he lived in the building next to mine in the year of 1993, if I remember correctly. But we all called him Dan for short. This is his story, and he swears it's totally true. Since Dan was 8 or 9 years old, his mother, his stepfather, and he moved to a small neighborhood in a city in South America, which is located in a valley and is surrounded by a mountain and woods on all sides. The neighborhood was on the east side of the city on a dead-end street of a closed neighborhood, but there were a lot of green areas all around it, such as small hills with big and small trees, plants, flowers, grass, two parks, and a sports court. When Dan and his family moved to the neighborhood, he was very happy because when they were getting there in his mom's car, he could see lots of places where he could play in and explore. So as a kid, that was a very exciting thing. Even though the hills, woods, and plants that surrounded Dan's new neighborhood looked really nice during the day and while the sun was up, they looked very dark and creepy at night, and he thought they were really scary. He felt an ominous presence from those woods at night. At that age, Dan was afraid of many things, like the dark, the woods, wolves, black dogs, cats, spiders, sharks, you name it. Just like me. And this was because he was a total mama's boy. And at 5 years old, what do you expect? When Dan and I met for the first time, we were both playing in the park while our babysitters were watching us and talking to each other. We immediately bonded and became friends because we had a lot of things in common. We started talking about our favorite TV shows and movies such as Star Wars, Dragon Ball Z, the X-Men cartoons, and Ninja Turtles, among many others. So, we used to play by pretending we were superheroes or some sort of cartoon character while running around, using the merry-go-round, the slides, the swings, and funny enough, we both had plastic lightsabers. So we fought as if we were Jedis or Ninja Turtles, but we never stayed in the park once the sun went down either, because our sisters did not let us, or we were just too scared, honestly. However, Dan was not my only friend in the neighborhood. I introduced him to my other friends who lived in my building and other buildings and houses. Their names were the following: Eliza, Diego, JP, Mike, Laura, and Gerard. All of us were around the same age, and we all became great friends as the months went by because almost every afternoon we played sports, played in the park, trick-or-treated, had water balloon fights, played Nintendo together, climbed the hills and woods behind our buildings during the day, and even did everything together. The neighborhood kids liked to joke around by saying that the woods behind the buildings were haunted. At that time, we played hide-and-seek or cops and robbers, so we ran around the street until 7 p.m. because that was our curfew, and we had to do our boring homework after that. But Dan and I went to bed late at night in secret while we talked quietly on the phone. That night, it was like 9 or 10 p.m., I think. Dan asked me the following: "Did you watch X-Men today?" "Yeah, dude, of course. I would not miss it for the world. Did you see the fight against Apocalypse and the Four Horsemen?" "Yeah, dude. That fight was awesome. I loved it. But talking about something else, have you heard some creepy noises behind your building at night?" "Nah, bro, I'm a deep sleeper, so I usually black out." "Wow, I wish I was that lucky. I usually can hear footsteps in those woods at night. And I also sleepwalk sometimes. Well, I think it's time for me to go to sleep. See you tomorrow. Take care, bro." "Sure thing, man. Talk to you tomorrow. Take care." Dan hung up his favorite hamburger-shaped phone, sat down in bed, grabbed an old fantasy book about dragons that was on his nightstand, and started reading it until he began to close his eyes and doze off. He fell into a deep sleep and was now dreaming, or so he thought. In his dream, Dan could hear the crickets in the forest, but was woken up by some strange steps walking around the forest and the leaves crunching beneath him, or as if some person or animal was walking in the woods. There are a lot of cats in the neighborhood, so he thought it was one of those cats potentially, maybe a possum or an owl. All of a sudden, he heard a low whisper that beckoned him and said, "Daniel, it's Professor X. The X-Men need your help. Come to the woods and help us." This strange, but yet familiar voice was very similar to the professor's voice from his favorite cartoon, and it sounded like it was right outside of his window. Since he was a naive and innocent child, he decided to get out of bed, put on his jacket and boots, took his glasses, got out of his apartment, and went to the ground floor. Once he was on the ground floor, he walked to his building's parking lot. He felt a little cold, so he rubbed his shoulders with his hands. The voice kept calling out to him, "Help the X-Men, Dan!" Somehow, he felt extremely attracted to this voice, like metal to a magnet, because he could not get it out of his head. He took a small leap to get on top of a small hill. He then felt very scared, but kept walking into the dark and creepy woods. While he was walking, he heard other footsteps and leaves crunching beside his. He felt like these steps were approaching his position. At that moment, he stopped walking so he could hear the steps more clearly, since he thought it was some crazy person or an animal that was insane enough to walk in the woods in the middle of the night. There are a lot of cats in this neighborhood, like I said, so Dan thought it was one of those cats. Maybe it was some other sort of animal, but then he heard a noise that sounded like a roar. He thought it sounded very similar to those dinosaurs from Jurassic Park. He had recently seen that movie in theaters, so it was the closest thing he could think of. Suddenly, he heard fast steps from somebody or something running in his direction. Dan broke out of his trance. He looked around, and his little kid's mind felt so terrified that he passed out, and fortunately, when he hit the ground, his body was positioned between a tall tree and a large boulder. So, he barely heard how this trickster creature ran next to him, circled his location, and then it smelled the air in order to get a scent, but he guessed it decided to leave. Dan assumed he had passed out for several hours because he was woken up by the sound of a woodpecker, cicadas, and birds that were on a nearby tree. The heat and glare from the sun in his face woke him up. He rubbed his eyes, opened them, and looked all around him. He was in shock and horrified when he looked at his Spider-Man watch and saw that it was 6 a.m. He had woken up in the middle of the forest. He thought he was going to wake up in his bed because he was dreaming, but he had sleepwalked into the forest in order to follow that beckoning voice. He saw his clothes were full of fallen leaves, so Dan quickly stood up, brushed the leaves from his arms and legs, and ran away from that creepy forest, which looked normal during the day. He climbed down the forest until he got into his parking lot. He ran to his building's door, opened it, ran to the elevator, and he saw himself in the mirror and could not believe that happened to him. Dan got to his apartment door, opened the door silently, tiptoed inside the apartment's hallway, and saw that thankfully his mother and father had not woken up yet. So, he went to bed and stared at the ceiling, trying to process what occurred last night. He completely believed his parents when they told him not to listen to strangers, especially if they are in the middle of a dark and creepy forest. So, Dan had many questions and thought to himself, how did this creature imitate Professor X's voice? How did it know he would listen to it? How did it know he loved the X-Men cartoon? Maybe he would never find out, or maybe he would. Who knows? Thanks for listening to this creepy and allegedly true Deep Woods Horror Stories, sent in by viewers just like you. If you have a story that you would like to share in a future video, whether it's a Deep Woods story or something else, be sure to submit your story at swampdweller.net or the email you can find in the description down below. I'd love to share your story with everyone here in the swamp, and stories like yours to help keep this show going. If you enjoyed these stories, please be sure to hit that like button, as it helps me out a ton. The more likes this video gets, the more YouTube promotes it in the algorithm. If you're new to the swamp, why not join us? Hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications to never miss a new video. I upload them almost every single day, and all things natural and supernatural. If you're on the go, and you still want to listen to your favorite Swamp Dweller scary stories, be sure to download them from iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, and just about everywhere else you download your favorite podcast online. The best part of it all is it's absolutely free. If you want to support the channel outside of hitting that like button and subscribing, maybe consider checking out our merch store. I have face masks, t-shirts, hoodies, mugs, and so much more. Thank you guys, as always, for supporting the Swamp the way you do. We grow every single day because of you, and I can't thank you enough. I'll see you guys soon with another creepy video.